Business English Power, Episode 44. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei here online, and during my 18 years spent in Japan, doing some teaching, some training, some coaching, and I really, really appreciate you joining me today. We're going to talk about something very important today. This is about why are you learning English, particularly business English? What is your purpose? Okay, so we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to share with you a few different stories. So if some of you are kind of, you know, wondering why, or maybe don't have a clear purpose, well, hopefully this you may align with some of the students that I talk about today. So please make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. If you are an Apple Podcast, hit subscribe. And if you are listening in any other platform, hit follow. And please leave a review wherever you can. And in Apple Podcasts, that is in the review section, and leave a 5-star rating. And I really appreciate that moving forward. It helps other people find the show. And it helps me as well know that you guys really appreciate the show and to keep going. It motivates me to keep going on the podcast. So thanks so much for that. Let's get into today's topic. Now, today's topic, of course, is what is your purpose? Now, I want to share a couple of stories here. These are students that I had during my time in Japan, but I think I'm going to talk about three students today, and they each illustrate kind of a different, they all have very different purposes, very different reasons for learning English as it applies to their business lives, their business careers. So let's talk about first a student of mine. He was a private student of mine, and I asked him, you know, why are you learning English? Why are you taking my private lesson? And he said simply to be able to travel the world with his company. So during that time, you know, when he was learning English and he was becoming better than other people in his department, he became more trustworthy. And so who did the boss want to send? If he had to send an employee on a business trip to other countries to represent their company and to do negotiations and business, well, of course, it became him because he was learning actively. He was very proactive. He took control of his English learning life, and he took private lessons from me as one of the things that he was doing. I'm sure he did other things as well. But that my point about him is that he had a very clear goal, a very clear aim in what he wanted to do. And basically, he was sent to places like England. He was sent to Norway. He was sent to Brazil, sent to so many different countries. And he told me about all of his experiences. And, you know, I remember specifically he told me he went to England once and he went shopping at one of the famous London department stores. I forgot the name now, but he was able to buy his wife a nice bag only from England, right? And that was one of the things that made his wife really happy. So, you know, these are the things that we talk about, that, you know, this is what, you know, learning English and business English can do for you. Of course, you know, it helped him with his business, but ultimately it helped him have a better, hopefully, relationship with his wife by way of, you know, getting her a gift that was hard to get otherwise. And, you know, of course, for him personally, he loved traveling. He loved visiting other countries. So he was able to do that. I want to switch now to my second student. Okay, so she was another private student of mine, and she had a very clear goal. She wanted to become a translator, and she wanted to work for an international company. But more importantly, she had to finish or take part in a particular course that was offered only overseas. And she targeted a course that she wanted, and it was actually held in Melbourne, Australia. And so, well, if you guys are familiar with what it takes to study abroad, and particularly in Australia, it usually requires the IELTS test. And the IELTS test, of course, has the scores, you know, usually rated in bands. Now, the IELTS test, of course, has all four skills that you need to train. speaking, writing, listening, and reading. And so, of course, if you're familiar with the TOEIC test, typically the TOEIC, the original TOEIC, only deals with listening and reading, the input skills. Okay, so it never really tests your output ability, only your comprehension. Now, the IELTS, of course, is a longer test, and of course, there's an active grader or proctor, I think they call it, that is with you to record your answers, and then they grade your recording after the test in terms of your speaking, your spoken answers, and then also your writing ability. So it tests every skill. Now, she needed, I believe, a 7 at least to qualify for the course. So band 7 is pretty high in the IELTS world, right? And so she, I think at the time we started, was at maybe a 6 or a 5.5. I forget exactly. But yeah, so we found out what she needed and we trained really hard. We practiced writing in particular. I remember that. I looked at a lot of her writing samples. We did a lot of correction. We did a lot of review. We did some speaking because, as you know, on the IELTS test, they have a specific format in terms of their testing. So we just practiced some questions or possible questions that they might ask. And yeah, she was able to do it. And so what happened? She was able to take that course. She went to Australia from Japan, took that course for, I forgot how long it was, maybe a year or so. And then she landed one of her dream jobs at a company in Singapore doing translation work for them. How awesome is that, guys? So that was her goal. That was her purpose, was to get the dream job she had always wanted to. And she was able to do that. Now let's move on to my third student. And this is a student, a client of ours when I was teaching over in Japan. And he worked for a chemical company, one of the major ones in Tokyo. And his purpose was a little different. He just loved meeting people, chatting with people, you know, going out, having fun, maybe a little bit of drinking here and there. But, you know, he would always come in to the class, you know, a little bit tired, you know, and I would ask him, you know, what did you do last night? He said, oh, I went to the bar, but I met some awesome people. I met some Americans, you know, we were just talking for a while, met some Australians, met some, you know, he'd always mention, you know, who he met at the bar. But the point about his story is that his purpose was to meet lots of new people and be able to build rapport and have fun, simply have fun meeting new people from around the world. And where he lived in Tokyo, he was able to do that via the bar. You know, he was able to go there. Maybe there are tourists, maybe expats, people living in Japan from overseas. But he was able to meet lots of interesting people. And that's why he was learning English. Of course, yeah, he needed it for work as well. But just as a difference of goal or a difference of purpose, that was his purpose. So we have three students, okay? So one who wanted to travel all around. Two, she had a very particular career goal. And three, he wanted to just have fun and meet lots of people from around the world. Now, those are just three examples of why you are learning English and particularly business English here. But what is your purpose? I would love to hear from you. And if you're having trouble, try to identify with one of these and see if one of these students' goals resonates with you. Which student resonates with you? Let me know. Email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear what your purpose is. And if you're having trouble, I would love to help you discover what that is. Yeah, because I know a lot of students are studying because they were told to by someone else, but maybe haven't really thought about their own personal purpose, which is really important because that's what's really going to keep you going. You know, of course, some of you, maybe your bosses or your higher up managers, you know, told you, hey, go learn English for the job. But I know a lot of students that, you know, came to my classes, but really didn't know why they were there. And so if you are in that category, yeah, please let me know. I would love to figure it out with you, define what your personal goal is, your purpose, and you will definitely reach your goal sooner rather than later. And that's the goal for us here at Business English Power, is to help you reach those goals, particularly in business. And, you know, when you level up your business lives, you level up your regular lives. And that means you have to level up your learning. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here today. But just an interesting and a very important episode to talk about your purpose. Let me know again what you think, and let me know if you have any questions. Let me know what your purpose is. al@businessenglishpower.com. And please follow on Twitter or X at Al Sensei. And I would love to see you over there. And please check out businessenglishpower.com for our upcoming launch of our new thing that's coming out. I'm going to keep it secret for now. But check it out. Sign up. Get on the early bird list. And don't want to miss out what's coming down the pipes. All right. So thanks all you all for listening today. I'll see you next time on Business English Power. Al Sensei signing off and reminding you always to level up your learning and level up your life.